call to order the Tuesday, February 13, 2018 public hearing regarding the conditional use application number 2017-05 as filed by David Romanowski.
Present.
Sir?
Here.
Oh, good. For a single-family dwelling conversion at 364 Mill Street. May I have a roll call?
Member Rick Samuda?
Here.
Member Susan Quirk?
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer?
Here. And I'll note that Matt Weir will be absent today, as will Justin for today's hearing. Yes. Can you rise for Pledge of Allegiance, please? Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We start with the business at hand?
Sure. So this is a conditional use hearing to convert an existing single-family dwelling that has a little beauty shop in it to a two-unit dwelling. This is permitted by conditional use. Yeah, it doesn't seem to be.
Hello?
It's still being heated.
Lights?
Maybe it's me.
He's not really well.
I can just try and talk loud. It's only us here.
I think it's fine.
What's that?
Speaking in the microphone.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I mean, we're hearing you, but not like well.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Well, for this one, anyway, I'll just come up to the podium if that's,
okay.
If that's better.
Thanks.
Conversion of a single-family dwelling into a unit is permitted by conditional use under the zoning ordinance. The zoning ordinance sets out some specific conditions that must be followed in order to allow this use, which is the point of a conditional use, is to make it a use that's permitted as long as it has some safeguards. So by the ordinance requirements, the first is the maximum of two dwelling units per existing principal structure be proposed. So in this case, the subject property runs along the alley, cuts through the grass here, and comes back around. So presently, there's three units on this property. This is a single family dwelling ranch house. There's two units in this building, and this is the subject property that's across from Mill Street Car Wash. So down in the corner here, there used to be a beauty shop that's going to be converted into an apartment. So having said that, there won't be any more than two dwelling units in any one of the buildings on the property, although the building that has the beauty shop is really the subject of the hearing. The property must support the required number of parking spaces. There is space for eight parking spaces presently in the macadam area that's in front of the building. This property, once the additional unit is added, a single bedroom, will require nine parking spaces. The applicant has proposed to add one parking space back where a shed's going to be removed. So they will meet the parking requirement. The converted dwelling must be served by public water and public sewer facilities. Of course, this is an area of the township that meets that requirement. The individual service lines and meters shall be provided to each dwelling unit where required by the standards, rules, and regulations of the utility serving service provider. While Mr. Romanowski believes that he's complying with the service provider's requirements so far as metering, I have as a condition for any grant of this that he provide that information as part of building permit when he converts. So that'll be one of the conditions. And finally, that the density of the underlying zoning district shall not be applicable. In other words, the number of units per acre doesn't apply, but all other setbacks do. In this case, the only improvement proposed is the parking space, and there's no setback requirement. So he complies with all of the specific criteria. The zoning ordinance goes on to list four general criteria that any conditional use must meet. It can't adversely affect the health safety of the residents in the neighborhood. It can't overburden existing public services. It can't be detrimental to the use of or development of the adjacent property or change the character of the neighborhood, and it must meet all other requirements of the ordinance. And here again, obviously it does. It's a residential use in a residential neighborhood. This is the public hearing, so there's, we wouldn't expect you to take action this evening. You must take action within 45 days of the close of the hearing, which would be March 27th. I'm sorry, which would be March 30th. The last meeting before then is March 27th, and I guess the board knows this, but we try and go a meeting before the last meeting for sake of not having, you know, some disaster that prevents us from having the meeting and having it deemed approved. So if it pleases the board, I'd probably look at listing this for the March 13th meeting for action. I'm recommending that the conditional use be granted with six criteria listed A through E in my report, that they shall provide the evidence that I talked about for that the public utilities meet the rules and regulations of the utility service provider. The development shall substantially comply with the plans. Now, I didn't bother to project the plans, but they're in your item, mainly adding the parking space. That a minimum of 9 off-street parking spaces be provided, that the grant of the approval of the conditional use shall not relieve him from getting permits for any other activity, including the conversion inside the building. As is typically done with special permissions like this, this conditional use grant will expire if it's not been acted on in 12 months. And finally, he shall meet all other requirements of the township that may apply. So those would be the conditions that I would likely list when I would bring this forward for adoption, assuming that that's the way the board wants to go.
Any questions for Chuck? Members of the board. Thank you, Chuck. Any members of the public who wish to address the board? Sir?
Do you have any questions for me concerning this project or what's the role?
I don't. Any? Susan? Great.
Is this some property where you'd be renting it out? Or?
Yes, it would be providing a one-bedroom apartment. And currently with all the building going on in Hershey, having another one-bedroom in downtown Hershey is really great for the workforce that needs to be there.
Have you spoken with Chuck about the conditions that he would likely recommend for us?
Yes, I'm confident that everything that is required will be met when we submit the building permit. I didn't take the expense yet to do the engineering work until I get approval. I don't spend $5,000.
This is going to be one apartment on the bottom and one on the top, right?
Yes, there's already currently a two-bedroom apartment on the second floor.
Is 650 square feet normal for an apartment like this?
For a one-bedroom.
Okay.
That gives you a living room, kitchen, bathroom, and bed.
Do you have a targeted audience for this, or?
Usually for downtown Hershey's a young single person. A lot of time I do med students. I'm on the Penn State's housing pool list. So September, problem I have right now is I don't have enough apartments to support the housing departments with the students. But typically in a place like this, it'd either be a medical center student or it'd be some young person that would be working downtown Hershey.
Do you know how many units you're managing in?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how many units you're managing in Hershey?
Over 50. I'm not 100% sure the exact number.
And I will say that we don't really get complaints from related to days.
So you're pretty well experienced.
I'm born and raised, like I said, talking to Jim.
So we'd expect him to be doing the right
thing. He used to chase me as a kid running around Hershey.
God bless you. Taking on a bigger burden than I would.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yeah, that feeling well. So, barring any further comments from anyone, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this public hearing.
So moved.
A second by Rick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and this meeting is hereby adjourned.